Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Monday broadcast for April the 27th. We begin the final week now of April. And I certainly appreciate you for being with us. Well, we're in the final week of our project, Reaching America with the Gospel, for this year. Now, of course, if you still want to help us after this week, that's fine. But we won't be mentioning it as far as promoting the project anymore after this week. Now, I'll tell you where we are. I'm taping about a month ahead, so I'm at the end of March right now. And basically, I have, of course, we have Omaha, Nebraska taken care of, and we lack several hundred dollars now on our Tucson station, been able to go into Tucson, Arizona. So I'm hoping by the end of April that we'll be able to go on the radio station in Tucson, Arizona with our Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Now, friends, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing this to get the gospel out to a lost and dying world. I still believe there are people here in America that need to be saved. There are people on the streets, amen, of Knoxville, Tennessee, Greenville, South Carolina, Hickory, North Carolina, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Dobson, North Carolina, Madisonville, Kentucky. There are people today all across western Tennessee that need to be saved by the grace of God, and Illinois, and going into Indiana, and people need to be saved. And so I'm taking this opportunity to go, and hopefully we're trying to raise $3,100 by the end of April. I think we've got $800 raised on that. So somebody might want to give a $500 gift or help us out. What we're asking is 1,000 people to support our ministry, $10 a month for the next year. And if you'd do that, if we had about 20 of you to do that, it would take care of all of it. Just make your check to GBI. And then our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. If you need more information, call our offices. All of our information is at gbiradio.org as far as our contact information. And the ladies will be glad to help you. I hope that you will get on board with us to get the gospel out. I don't get one dime of this money. This goes to the radio stations to help us go on new stations. And so I hope you'll pray about that today. Father, I pray you'll bless our time together, bless our week together this week, and have you will your way in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Now, I'm preaching this week a message entitled The Communion of the Holy Ghost. And I hope this message is a real blessing to you. It's R494 as we go to it today. And I thank you again for listening as we go to our message. Now, in your Bibles today, I'm looking in 2 Corinthians chapter number 13. 2 Corinthians chapter number 13. And Paul makes a statement here in verse number 14 that I'd like to preach from today. He says this: the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Now, our Heavenly Father, as we look into this important message, will you help me to say what I should say? Help me to say nothing I should not in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in this verse, he talks about the grace of God. He talks about the love of God. And then at the end of it, he talks about the communion of the Holy Ghost. Now, Paul is wanting these things to be in the believer's life. First of all, we need the grace of God. And you have the grace of God. But let me just say that sometimes a believer might get caught up in sin and different things. And God may not manifest his grace as much as he would to a believer that's walking closer to God. Now, the love of God. God loves us. Amen. But we want the love of God in our hearts. We want to show that to other men as we walk in this world. Then we come to the communion of the Holy Ghost. Now, let me just say that when you get born again, you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you from day number one. You never lose Him. He never leaves you at all. Okay? And you have somebody living inside of you. Now, you have a conscience before you get saved, but your conscience is not near as powerful as the Holy Spirit that lives inside you. Once you're a born-again believer, you have somebody living on the inside. You have God Almighty living on the inside of you in the form of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is not preached on much. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've ever heard a message preached on the communion of the Holy Spirit. Now, friend, He is so important in our lives. And if we would live our lives filled with the Holy Spirit, and what that means is allowing the Lord to control your life. Just allow Him to control your life. And if we would live our lives that way, we would live so easy. We would live above the storms and troubles, a lot of them of this life. I don't mean that we'd never have any, but we'd live. In other words, let me give you an illustration. You know, an eagle, he can just fly. He can sail above the storms. And they say an eagle glides 90% of the time in the wind. Now, God compared the Holy Spirit to the wind in the book of John. In other words, I guess what I'm saying is we can glide 90% of the time if we're filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Now, this flesh will never stand for it. This flesh don't like it. This flesh does not like for you to be controlled by anything but it. And most people are controlled by the flesh. But we need some folk, men, women, boys and girls, young people, to be controlled by the Holy Spirit of God, having communion with Him. Now, when you have communion with somebody, you talk to him about what he wants to talk about. And then you talk to him about what you want to talk about. And you have communion back and forth. I have communion with my wife. You see, every day we ride to work, we talk to each other. We have communion. We have communion going home. We have communion at supper. We sat yesterday at supper and discussed some things. And we have communion, you see. But I want to have communion with the Holy Ghost. That person that lives in me, that God that lives on the inside of me, I want to communicate with Him. I want to know what He's thinking. Now, very few of our believers in this day and hour really know what God is thinking. Why? Because we don't take time to commune with Him. Now, I'm going to give you today, using an acrostic, and I'm going to use the word communion. Now, I realize that's 9 letters. C-O. Communion is let me go back up here. Amen. I want to get this right, and let me give it to you. C-O-M-M-U-N-I-O-N. That's 9 letters. Amen. And so I want to give this to you. Now, number one, if you're going to commune with the Holy Spirit, you must continue, using the C, continue in the secret place. Now, that must be a regular prayer life. Now, I'm guilty sometimes of praying one day and the next day not praying a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? The flesh never likes prayer. But I'm going to throw fasting in there too, prayer and fasting. Now, fasting is not giving up your television. I want you to understand that, and we've cheapened that in this hour, all right? Don't think that fasting is giving up deer hunting or giving up shopping trips. That's not fasting, okay? That is not Bible fasting. And God does not, now God may honor that in other areas, but God does not honor that as a fast, okay? If somebody says we're going to have revival, so we're going to give up our TV for a week, that's not fasting, all right? Now God may honor you giving your TV up a week, but He's not going to honor as far as fasting goes. So, but fasting is doing without food. Be careful with that. But I believe by prayer and fasting in the secret place. Now remember, Jesus was going to cast out the devils down in the book of Matthew chapter 17. And the disciples said, why couldn't we do that? And He said, because of your faith. And He said, howbeit this kind go forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Now, if we're going to continue with God, if we're going to commune with God, if we're going to know God, we've got to continue in the secret place. You've got to spend some time in prayer. Preachers, as a matter of fact, in the Bible, you are to be given to prayer. You know, prayer should be the main part of your life. Prayer and the ministry of the Word of God. That's what the Bible says. And many of us fail and come short in that area. But we are to give our lives to prayer. And somebody said, I don't think you ought to be studying all the time, praying all the time. Well, not all the time. But the majority of the time, we ought to give ourselves to the Word of God. You say, well, preacher, I've got responsibilities. I've got family. I've got children. I've got grandchildren. That's good. But your grandchildren ought to know that you walk with God. Your children ought to know that you walk with God. More than participating in the things of the world, I'd rather have a preacher that knew God, that walked with God. Amen. So our communion is in the secret place. Now, many times I get in the secret place, and I begin to commune with God, and God begins to talk to me about what He wants to talk about. Just this morning, I was in the secret place and praying to God. And I started to pray about something. God said, let's don't go that route. And I sat there on my knees. I said, all right, what did you want to talk about, Lord? And he talked to me about something I had no idea that was on the Holy Spirit's mind. He talked to me about it today. Now, let me say something about that. That's not weird. That's not weird to communicate with the Holy Spirit of God. God talked about the communion of the Holy Ghost. Us preachers need to know the will of God. Folk, ministry is a responsibility. I have one of the greatest responsibilities in the world. I reach people. I preach to people every day of my life. People I'll never meet. People that are hurting. People that are about to commit suicide. People that are lost. People that, my friend, the common people. People that, I preach to rich people. I preach to famous people. I preach to nobodies. I mean, listen, I preach to all kinds of people. No doubt, somebody's heard me on the radio. So here's what I do. I have to be careful and realize that I need to commune with God. I need to commune with God while I'm preaching to these people. I need to come on the radio filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. I need to be in communion with God. I need to be in communion with heaven, trying to figure out what heaven wants. It is not what I want to preach. I can sit down. God's given me a unique ability, and I'm not bragging. I can sit down in 10 minutes and come up with you a series of sermons. You can preach them in your church, and I can make them sound good. It doesn't mean, hold on a minute. I'm not against series of sermons. I preached a series the other day, 20 sermons in a series. I preached another series, 76 sermons in a series. I'm not against that. But we'd better make sure that we're preaching what the Holy Ghost wants us to preach. Communion with Him is talking to Him. Many believers are saved. They're born again. And they spend their whole life, they never talk to the Holy Ghost of God. They never talk to Him, never. People spend their whole life, only time they ever pray to God is when something happens. You know, I don't particularly care for people coming to me and the only time they ever speak to me is when they want something. I hope I don't do people that way. I'm afraid sometimes maybe I do, but I hope I don't. I don't ever want to use people is what I'm saying. You got to be careful. You don't just call a friend up just when you need something. You need to just call them up and to tell them hello every once in a while. And but here's the thing about it. Does God take kindly to us just calling Him up when something happens? And God's always merciful. He'll always help you. But shouldn't we talk to God at all times? Now, if you want to have real communion in the secret place, Matthew 6:6 says, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." All right. You want to be rewarded openly? Pray in secret. And God will. Number two, communion with the Holy Spirit is open your heart to the Lord. Now, if you really want real communion with God, you've got to let God in every room of your heart. You've got to give God the key and let Him go. You can't hide anything from God and have real communion with Him. Now you say, "Preacher, I'd be afraid to do that." You say, "Preacher, there's things in my heart I wouldn't want my wife to know. I wouldn't want my husband to know." And it's time to get those out. It's right now time to get those out. You know, the judgment seat of Christ is coming. And I don't want to stand before God with secret things in my heart that God's going to bring out in front of everybody. I don't want that. You see, God looks on the heart. God don't look on the head. God don't look on words. God, you can say, "I love the Lord," all you want to. But how does your heart show it? Amen. You see, now in Psalm 139. Friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Monday, April the 27th. It's been a great joy to be with you. I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow. Our message this week, the communion of the Holy Ghost, R-494. We'll be glad to send that to you free of charge on CD recording or by email, comments@gbiradio.org. I thank you for listening. Have a friend and neighbor listen to us and join us again tomorrow if you will. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the heart.